السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله، على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني، وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا عزمت أمتي الدنيا نزعت منها هيبة الإسلام، وإذا تركتم الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر حرمت ببركات الوحي، وإذا تسابت أمتي سقطت من عين الله. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرمي، عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. رسالة دروش شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have iman. So many brothers and sisters were present last Jumu'ah, and this Jumu'ah they beneath the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the qabr with noor. Give us a death of shahada. Give us a beautiful death on the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last Jumu'ah at this moment, Mawlana Qasim Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Ibn Mawlana Zubair Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, delivered the Jumu'ah talk. He gave nasiha, an invitation towards the forthcoming Ijtima' in Johannesburg. And little did we know that while he finished the talk and just got ready for the sunnah, he became the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In the masjid at the Mubarak time of Jumu'ah, it comes in a hadith how a person lives, that is how he's going to die. And how he lives, how he dies, he's going to rise up on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us a death of shahadat like this. Death in Makkah and Medina, death in the path of Allah, death on the kalima la ilaha illallah, death in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, my topic for today is enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil. Alhamdulillah, Allah Pak has blessed us with so many favors, so much of in'amat, the favor of iman, the favor of Islam, the bounty of the Quran, the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in many ayat of the Quran Kareem speaks about enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil. And Nabi Pak alayhi salatu salam, from the various qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed him, like the Anbiya of the past alayhi salatu wa salam, each had some unique qualities. But the outstanding quality the ulama have written is enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil. So you may ask a question that this is only for the Anbiya. No, we the Ummat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also given this responsibility. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam is informed in Surah Al-Ahzab in the 22nd Juz, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi iznihi wa sirajan munira. O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent you as rahmatul alameen that we have sent you with these qualities. Inna arsalnaka shahida, we have made you a witness. Wa mubashshira, giving them the glad tidings of Jannah. Wa nadhira, and a warner against the fire of Jahannam. Wa da'iyan ila Allah, and an inviter towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi iznihi, by the command of Allah. Wa sirajan munira, and we have made you a lantern of nur. These are the beautiful attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of whom we are the ummatis. But it doesn't come that you only recite the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It comes with responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another verse of the Quran, kul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah. O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, proclaim to mankind, to humanity, kul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah. This is my path. Whose path? The path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The path of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What is the work on this path? Ad'u ila Allah. Enjoining what is right. Inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala basiratin, with firm conviction, with guidance and nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all the beautiful sifat and qualities that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam possessed. And what did he say? Ana wa manittaba'ani, and not only myself I have been commanded, for those people who will follow me. Not only the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, those who accepted and believed and had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the state of iman, for those who follow him till the day of qiyamah, this amanat has been given. Wama ana min al-mushrikeen, and is not one of those who ascribe partners to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us responsible, dear brothers, to do the work of da'wat ila Allah, al-amru bil-ma'roof wal-nahi anil munkar, in different forms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also commanded us in another verse of the Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas ta'muruna bil-ma'roof wa tanhawna anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. O ummat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have been given such a big amanat, such a big responsibility, that you have been chosen and selected by Allah to do the work of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Kuntum khayra ummatin, you are the best of nations. How you became the best of nations? Ukhrijat lin nas, you have been chosen to go for the guidance of others. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam showed it in his practical life to the sahaba. Those who followed him, they endured hardships, difficulties, pain, sorrows, had to make hijrat, leave Makkatul Mukarrama, leave the Kaabatullah, leave the birthplace, sacrifices, jitni qurbani, utni Allah ki meherbani. The more the sacrifice, the more the mercy and favors of Allah comes in. And had to come to Madina Munawwara, which became the capital of Islam, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread hidayah throughout the corners of the world. Look at Sahaba radiyallahu ajma'in. 124,000 Sahaba were gathered at the plains of Arafat, 9th of Zilhijjah, 10th year of Hijrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a message, the farewell pilgrimage, very long sermon. But he mentioned two things very distinctly. Taraktu fikum amlain, lan tadindu ma tamassaktum bihima. I leave behind two things. If you hold fast, you won't go astray. One is Kitabullah, and second is my Sunnah. Subhanallah, brothers. We have the kalam of Allah on one side, and we have the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then towards the end of the khutbah, many other nasihats he gave. What did he tell the sahaba? I am entrusting you with this amana. فَلْيُبَلِّغُ مِنْكُمُ الشَّاهِدْ الْغَائِبُ. Those who are present, pass it on to those who are absent. Doesn't mean that you must remain seated in Makkah and Medina, but go out with the kalima, لا إله إلا الله, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are an ambassador of Islam. You are standing upon الْآمِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. You will stand up enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil, and standing to protect the borders of the Sharia, protecting the borders within the parameters of Sharia. Brothers in Islam, with the guidance of the Hadith, with the guidance of the ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Sahaba such zeal that when they said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, first thing they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is my duty? What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Go out and say la ilaha illallah, you will be successful. A Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Rasulullah, I just accepted Islam yesterday. What is my duty today? What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Go out. My work is your work. Har kaam kaam nahi, Nabi ka kaam kaam hai. Brothers in Islam, all the work we may say, I may be a doctor, I may be this profession, I may be an educator, I may be this. Yes, what did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Innama bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent to bring about good character. In another hadith he said, innama bu'istu da'iya wa rahma. Allah sent me as a da'i, inviter towards Allah and a form of mercy. Whoever follows the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is already on Sirat al-Mustaqim and is already on the right path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. One hadith, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِذَا عَزُمَتْ أُمَّتِي الدُّنْيَا نُزِيَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. When the Muslim Ummah, Allah forbid, when the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam bring the awe of the world into their hearts, they forget their job, they forget their responsibility, they maqsa their hayat, the purpose and object of life is to become obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا عَزُمَتْ أُمَّتِي الدُّنْيَا نُزِيَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. The beauty of Islam, the honor of Islam will come out from their hearts. The worldly benefits will come in. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. وَإِذَا تَرَكْتُمُ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ هُرِّمَتْ بِبَرَكَاتِ الْوَحِي. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, that if you stop enjoining what is right, forbidding what is evil, then you will be deprived of the barakat of wahi. That means the Quran will be in your hand. You will be reciting Quran, but no effect on the heart. لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه ولا يبقى من القرآن إلا رسمه. It was prophesied some time back that only a time will come when only the name of Islam will be taken. A beautiful Muslim name, but where's the Islam and identity in that person? And the words of the Quran will be there, but through forsaking, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid and protect us, then what will happen? The barakat of wahi, the nur of the Quran, following the injunctions of the Quran will become so difficult for us. وَإِذَا تَصَابَتْ أُمَّتِي سَقَطَتْ مِنْ أَيْنِ اللَّهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one ummati will swear, fellow ummati, Allah forbid, then you will سَقَطَتْ مِنْ أَيْنِ اللَّهِ. You will be deprived from the mercy of Allah. The rahmat of Allah will disappear and you will be in the wrath of Allah. Brothers in Islam, so much of nasihat, so much of advice, so much of sacrifice. Two stories. One is, in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a jama'at that was dispatched from Madinatul Munawwara to the Roman Emperor. He was a Christian. And the Amir of that jama'at, that group was Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Huzafa al-Sahmi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at the iman of this Sahabi. Every Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a da'i. And this is the sifat that each one of us have. Mufti Razaul Haq sahab, we had a ulama gathering very recently. He said, ta'aleem wal tabligh farz hai. Ta'aleem, to learn. Farz-e-ayn, such powerful knowledge that is beneficial to you. What is harmful, you will abstain from it. Or tabligh is ilm ka karna farz hai. To impart that knowledge is also farz. So it is not only the duty of the tabligh jamaat, the ulama, to enjoin what is right and forbid what is evil. He say, walid sahab, makan mein bhi kuch keh sakte hai. Dukandar, dukan mein bhi kuch keh sakte hai. Each one of you has an responsibility. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. The father in the home is responsible of his family. He can enjoin what is right and forbid what is evil in our houses. And the person in the shop can enjoin what is right and forbid what is evil in his shop, in his society, in whichever business. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Huzafa as-Sahmi radiyallahu anhu goes out with the jamaat of 9 sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. May Allah be pleased with them, and Allah is pleased with them definitely. What qurbani they made, what imani power they had. Little that they were ill-equipped, they went by camel. Some of them were riding 2 sahaba on 1 camel, and they came in the Roman court. The emperor, the king of that time, and they came. What did they say? Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. That was the first message. Say la ilaha illallah tuflihu, you will be successful. An open message. The king orders, the Roman emperor orders them that catch him and his army, the whole jamaat, catch them. What have you come for? This is a Christian country. The Roman emperor said, this is a Christian country. We don't know anything about La ilaha illallah. We don't believe in one Allah. We believe in all this and this. What did Abdullah ibn Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala say? That if you want success in this world, you want to remain the king in this world, then say La ilaha illallah. This was the power of Iman. They said their jihad in different ways, with the speech, with the hand. Then they took up the sword. Understand this. This Amru bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar is not only restricted by speeches. And kamyabi, kaam se banti hai, na ke husne kalam se. By giving beautiful speeches, you don't get success. But success is by action, brothers. Make a niyat, inshallah, we will spend some time in the path of Allah. Say, inshallah, brothers. If you won't make a niyat to spend some time, then Allah forbid you'll have to serve some time. Do some crime and then you serve time in the prison. And you say, I got no time. You're wasting time watching the television. You're wasting time reading the newspaper. The budget speed has an effect on you. Petrol price has an effect on you. Your pressure shoots up. Allahu Akbar, dear brothers. Brothers are dying without Iman in our midst. How much of effect is having on our hearts? Sahaba gave their lives. They will say on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, I gave my life. I gave my arms. I gave my hands. I gave my blood in the path of Allah. What did Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ummat give? After so many years, in 2008 in South Africa, what did they give for standing up as the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And we are called, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas. Give some time in the path of Allah. Give some money in the path of Allah. Brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as amanat. What did Abdullah ibn Huzafa say? He promised him, the king told him, I will give you half my kingdom if you accept Christianity. He said, keep your kingdom. You give me 10 kingdoms, 100 kingdoms. I got Malikul Mulki Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram, the king of kings on my side. Subhanallah. This was the Iman. He said, we will catch you and your army. What did he do? He caught each and every Sahabi, 9 brothers of the Jama'ah, put them on the cross and had their archers with their arrows on them, and they hit their arms and their legs. What did each one say? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, fustu wa rabbil Kaaba. We are successful in the name of the Kaaba, Allah, Allah of the Kaaba. Subhanallah, this was the Iman. Then, what did he do? He said, they're not winning anyway. They are failing. All his plans are failing. Abdullah ibn Huzafa, taking the name of Allah, reciting various du'as. It is said that the king then told him, okay, take them out one by one. Let's have a cauldron of water, boiling hot water. Let's throw one sahabi in there. One sahabi, respected brothers, is thrown into boiling hot water. For what? For La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that you and I can at least die with Iman. Say inshallah. Make the effort of deen. Not only that, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Huzafa, As-Sahmi radiyallahu ta'anhu, began to cry. So the king thought perhaps that no, maybe he's going to make tawbah and now he'll become a Christian. He saw his friend dying, so he was scared of death. When he was brought into the court again, what did he tell the king? I am not scared to die. Gosh, only if I had so many lives as the number of hair on my body, I would have all become shaheed in the path of Allah. I only have one life. You're going to throw me and it's all over. Brothers in Islam, he wanted at that moment his enemy, what? He died for him. What did Abdullah, the emperor, tell him? Oh Abdullah, now I have failed in my plan. You want to be saved. You want to return to Medina. He said, our lives and our graves are in the path of Allah. Our life is in the path of Allah. We are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever we go, if shahadat is written, we are ready to die. This is the niyat we should make. Sahabas, which graves are in different parts of the world. This emperor told him, I have failed in my plan. But the only thing I want you, I will free you if you and your jamaat kiss my forehead. Brothers in Islam, look at this. To save the whole Jamaat, he could have given his life. It is mentioned, Abdullah ibn Huzafa, Sahmi radiallahu tanhu, makes the niyat when he goes to kisses the head of the Christian emperor, not of ikram and honor, but to kiss him, that Allah gives him hidayat. And he kisses the forehead. The whole Jamaat is saved. 8 of them, 1 had passed away already in the water. And he saves the whole Jamaat. And he returns, not only to Madinah Munawwara. The king tell him, take some gift and go. We haven't seen people like you. You perhaps may be angels. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Huzafa, As-Sahmi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, goes to Madinah Munawwara. He comes to Madinah Munawwara. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala comes to know there's a Jamaat coming from Rome. He said, Jamaat coming back from Rome, perhaps something strange could have happened. They come to welcome him on the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Huzafa radiallahu anhu reports to him the whole story. What did Sayyidina Umar say? I will kiss your forehead. If Allah doesn't destroy his empire, then Allah will give his children hidayat. Subhanallah, brothers. And that's what happened after a few years, the whole Roman empire crushed. And that's how brothers got hidayat. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu kissed his forehead and the whole Jamaat's forehead. What is the moral of the story? That they stood up on firm deen. They were ready to enjoin what is right, forbid what is evil. Another warning in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. That person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls my heart in his hands. لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That you should enjoin what is right and forbid what is evil. أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you don't do this, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil, in your immediate circles, in your family, going out in the path of Allah, in different forms, this is al-amru bil-ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. Then what will happen? Allah forbid, you will be punished in a certain way. You will have adab and difficulties. Calamities will befall you. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Then you will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your duas will go unanswered. Brothers in Islam, the whole ummah is burning. Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi in 1970 came to our country. He told the ulama, he told the brothers at that time, there was a small istima in South Africa. He said, Allah ke raaste mein sabko nikalo, Allah ta'ala hidayat ki hawa chalayenge. And the Okabirin are coming, there's a very big istima that is going to come. Let us participate in the istima. Let us bring the amal alive in our masjids. Let us bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least make dua for the success of that istima. Make dua that pious people come there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about hidayat in our country. Not only in this country, but many countries of the world. And also we make dua, a'malukum ummalukum. It is our amal will bring about our leaders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our leaders. Also hidayat, then let them see the noor of iman. This is also al-amru bil-ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on the straight path. All those who are sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. All those who have passed on, Allah fill the qabr with noor. How nice it would be that on the day of qiyam you'll say, this person was born in South Africa and he passed away in some other part of the world. What did he go there? Not for business. He went out in the path of Allah. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I will conclude, was born in Habsha, Africa. He stayed in Makkatul Mukarrama, accepted Islam, Bilal ibn Rabaha, an African slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much of izzah, so much of respect, that when adhan came, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, stand on the Kaaba and give adhan, subhanallah. No muazzin in the world had such an honor. Then he came and made hijrat with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he made adhan in Madinah Munawwara. He had the opportunity of making adhan in Masjid al-Aqsa, subhanallah. Allah liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala free the people of Palestine. Not only that, he went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Damascus he is buried. What is this, dear brothers? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah, myself and all of us inshallah. And we make dua for our sisters also. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him tawfiq to also participate in the ta'aleem at home, ta'aleem in the masjid, rather than standing outside and making panchat. Sit a few minutes and sit in the ta'aleem. Create an environment. Bring this sunnat alive. That if we see something wrong in our family, at least we have the opportunity of correcting it. Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadi. He should change it with his hand. If not, fabi lisani. Would his tongue at least speak bad about it or tell him, stop that action? And ذَلِكَ أَدْخُ الْإِيمَانِ. And the last portion is that at least make dua, and that is the lowest form of iman. May Allah strengthen our iman, keep us with iman, and die with iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters in the prisons also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipate them. Allah assist the mujahideen. Allah liberate Masjid al-Aqsa and make our ijtima'i successful one for all of us inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.